things were created by him, the things in heaven and the things on earth. When the Christian martyr Paionios was asked by his judges, "What God do you worship?" he replied, "I worship him who made the heavens and who beautified them with stars and who enriched the earth with flowers and trees." "Do you mean," asked the magistrates, "him who was crucified?" "Certainly," replied Paionios, "him whom the Father sent for the salvation of the world." And so he died, and a whole host of others in the first 3 centuries, confessing what we still confess in the Nicene Creed, that Jesus Christ is very God, one with the Father, that by him all things were made, and that he came down from heaven for us and our salvation, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. Clearly, everything depends on who it was who died on that cross. Because it was God who was put to death, could anything of greater consequence ever have taken place? As one man has said, in creation, God shows us his hand, but in redemption, God gives us his heart.